Wait, I'm confused. I'm getting distracted.
No, really?
Welcome to Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast, where it's all about raising your game. So your coach won't think you're lame. And now your host, Moses and Troy Horn.
What is up, everybody?
Friday morning or afternoon or whatever time it is when you listen to this.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up with you this weekend? What do you have going on?
Two games with each team.
Nice. Are you excited?
Yes.
Be a good weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You guys can get 4 dubs?
Yes.
Nice, because your dude's back on one of the teams, Braden, right?
Yeah.
You and Braden can run some shows. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You sound excited.
Yes, very.
So, what else is coming up with you this next month coming up here?
We
are going to
Portland.
Adidas Gauntlet Tour in Portland. You're going to see some people out there. Probably some people listen to this podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if they see you to come up and say, "What's up, Moses?" We playing with Chauncey Billups Elite over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They see you, they come out and say hello.
Yeah.
Say, listen to Hoop Chalk and say, "What's up, man? That's cool. Good to see you. Glad you like the stuffs." Right, so today we're talking about, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about, is Duke the new super team?
All right. So we watched a bunch of highlights, and Duke has a bit of a roster, yeah?
Yes.
Who do they have? Do you remember who, all the guys they have over there?
Like that just are going to go there in a few years? Or
that are going there this year? Let's see. Let's pull it up.
Well, Zion.
Save our brain power.
Zion Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Zion Harmon, but even though Zion Harmon is going next year, I think he's looking at Duke and he wants to go there. And then, but next year they're going to have RJ Barrett,
mm-hmm.
Cameron Reddish,
mm-hmm.
Zion
Trey
Williamson.
Jones.
Yeah, Trey Jones.
Brother of Tyus Jones.
And Zion Williamson.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a roster.
But here's the thing that I'm kind of concerned about here. And that is Coach K.
What do you mean?
Coach K don't play. you think Coach K is sleeping on this? Let's see. Who did Coach K pick up this
ESPN top 100?
Keldon Johnson, small forward. Who else? Let's see who else they got. He picked up Emmanuel Quickley, point guard. See, these kids are going to have something to prove. You know why?
Why?
Because everyone's like, oh, Duke is this. Duke is great. Super team. Zion.
Wait, why'd you say Coach K?
I mean,
Coach K. I was like, I know you're not talking about Coach K.
I meant
when you're
Coach
talking
Cal.
Naming Kentucky players.
Yes, I meant Coach Cal.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay.
So, do you know why?
Why?
Because Coach Cal don't play.
Yeah, we saw, I think he cursed out a kid in a game. He was like, because he doesn't want to, but I will not cuss on the show.
What'd he say?
He was like, you don't want to beep, get back on the floor, or something like that.
What was the beep part?
Like, I'm not saying it.
What did it start with?
An F.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Coach K dropped an F bomb. He dropped the bomb on him.
Oh my gosh.
And he said, you don't want to get back and play defense, right?
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to predict. Because I think a lot of those dudes, and this is because I think Marvin Bagley's going to leave. He's going to go. He's
going to go. Oh, no question.
Who else is over there at the Duke thing? I think Duval. I don't know if Duval's going to go.
Duval will not go because I feel like his draft stock dropped a lot.
Really? Why?
Because, oh man, I don't want to kick a man. Well, I guess he's not down, but you know, he didn't have the best shooting percentage.
Really?
And he wasn't too hot from free throws.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, you know, maybe he'll stick around, but Bagley's gone.
Yeah, he's
gone. So what
he's
about
going
Grayson
like,
Allen? You think Grayson Allen's gonna stay?
He's a senior this year.
Oh.
So, no.
He's like, well, let me think about this. He's a senior, so no, he won't be staying. So they're going to have a pretty deep roster. It's going to be pretty fun, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
it'll be kind of different without Grayson, I will say, because he's kind of...
Emotional?
Wow, that's not what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something good.
Oh, good.
But then he comes out with he's more emotional than DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't like the, you know me. I don't like the shows and slamming chairs and stuff like that. You know what I like? You know why that is?
Why?
Because slamming chairs and throwing stuff, that doesn't score buckets. If you're going to do that, join the WWE. You can do all the slamming of the chairs, and you can do all the, you know, angry stuff, kicking people, all that you want. Just call Vince McMahon, join the WWE, you're good to go. This is basketball. You ain't get mad. You know what Michael Jordan does when he gets mad?
Scores.
He gets buckets because he's like, this is basketball. In basketball, to get back at your opponent, you get buckets. You know when you throw chairs and stuff like that?
After?
When you can't get buckets.
Well, Shaq scored like 41 games in his throwing chairs.
Shaq is not known for throwing anything around. Throwing chairs? Where?
Remember in the locker room?
In the locker room.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said after the game, and you're like...
After the game in the locker room. He's not out there on the court yelling and throwing chairs. In the court, what is Shaq doing?
Just scoring.
Just scoring points. Getting buckets. Exactly. On the floor, we ain't here for no wrestling. Well, anyways,
well,
enough about Grayson Allen. This is about Duke being a super team.
All right.
So, Duke super team. Here's the thing that I'm a little concerned about. And, of course, it doesn't matter that I'm concerned because it doesn't matter. It's just an opinion, right?
Right. All right.
Here's the thing I'm concerned about. All those guys are mostly like rim rockers, right?
Yes, actually. That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's going to be a team of LeBron James when he started out type players.
Right. So, but here's the thing. People will like dismiss, like playing D1, it's not like you just showed up and all the rest of the dudes are scrubs. These dudes were like the dudes of their high school. You don't think there's a NCAA filled with people who used to be rim rockers? Or shot blockers? You don't know?
I don't know of that caliber.
Really, really? Well, Purdue, last night they were playing Michigan, and they had a pretty nasty shot blocker down there for Purdue.
Really?
Big 7-footer, I can't remember his name. Sorry, I can't remember his name. But yeah, they were not playing around. There are a lot of dudes like him out there waiting for some dude to come down. Everyone's like 6'6", 280.
Yeah.
Like, okay. True. But like this dude's
no,
like 7
no,
foot.
No.
What?
I don't think Zion's... I don't think 280 is just the normal for college.
No.
If you see 6'6", 280, weighs more than LeBron, get out of the way.
Or how about they don't...
Or take a knee to the chest, your choice, you know?
Or how about he can't get speed?
What?
How about he doesn't get to gain speed? Because
how are you going to stop him if he's playing... If he wants to play... So Zion sometimes brings the ball up. How are you going to have... Little point guard Joe, guard 6'6".
Point guard on. Hey, little 6'1" guy, go out there and John guard this dude. That's probably not what the coaches are going to do with their
I know, but
there.
If they have like 3 LeBrons on their team, all other teams don't have huge 6'6", 280 players that just go down, and if you don't accept the dunk and try to go up there and block it,
right?
It's gonna be on their. You're gonna be on their highlight reel.
Okay. That's something I want to talk to you guys about.
Oh
you
my
guys
god!
Are so concerned with highlight reels.
I'm not. I'm just saying I wasn't saying.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But can we highlight reels? Okay, I want to say this. Highlight reels do not make your high school career, your college career, or your NBA career. I think we're so caught up in.
I wasn't.
So and so got 39. Goodness. Like the other day, they're showing
Trey Jones.
39 points high school, right?
Right.
What was the outcome of the game?
They lost.
He lost. Can we like actually maybe get 25 and win? They're talking about what's his name? And I get it. What's his name? Oklahoma Thunder. Triple double.
Oklahoma Thunder. Oh, right. Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
They've gone on a winning streak. Hey. They've gone on a winning streak.
Russell went for 50 yesterday, but they still lost. When did we stop being concerned with the wins and losses and more concerned with how many points the dude got?
Wait, what?
When did we stop being concerned with the wins and losses and more concerned?
When did we or when do we?
When did we stop being concerned with the wins and losses? Did I say that like four times now?
No, whatever. Okay. I wasn't saying like the highlight reel is... I was just saying if you get in front of their way, they're going to score on you either way.
Okay, so here's
that's what, maybe I should put it that way. I can't even talk about highlight reel. Did you see Russell Westbrook's 2 points? That 2-point dunk on that video?
No.
I can't even say highlight reel.
No, it
won't work.
Because it's 2 points.
No, that's how I have to talk around you anymore.
But that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so for instance, speaking of guys in the league, read these stats for Isaac Haas down there at Purdue.
All right.
How tall is Isaac?
Isaac? How tall is Isaac? 7'2".
How much does Isaac weigh?
That is not...
How much does Isaac weigh?
291.
Isaac is pushing 300. 7'2".
Oh, that's a little much.
Do you think he's concerned about a rim rocker coming down there to try to do something?
Oh,
you think he's looking
scary.
At 6'6", 280 going, No, he's going, I'm 7'2", 291. And that's probably when they probably measured him on, you know, diet day. Probably had him sweat it out, you know, go ride a bike and sweat down so he can get under 300.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying, it's like, for me, I feel like you need some versatility. And maybe they're going to work on it. Maybe that's what they're going to do.
But is he a freshman?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, because I was like about to say he's 22, so.
Yeah, no, he's not a freshman, so he's probably like, freshman. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know his class here. But you're looking at, let's bring it back to this roster here, because I want to bring it back up here. Come on.
I know, but RJ, I can't say like, get out of the way of a 280 truck coming through, because there's a 290 truck.
Waiting for you.
Waiting for you. 290 train, just like, all right. I feel like something's going to happen where Zion's going to come down there and it's going to be like one of those Timofey Mozgov moments. When it's like, I mean, not Timofey Mozgov, sorry. Teletovic, I think it was. No, it wasn't Teletovic. Remember when the dude tried to dunk on LeBron?
Thiago Splinter.
Thiago Splinter. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But Thiago Splinter, he... went down there expecting, like, he was cocking it back, too.
Right.
And then LeBron just kind of, whoop.
Hey, you know, anything's possible. But I'm just saying, there are a lot of dudes out there that are some big dudes. It's like, being big and athletic, that's how you get in the game. But you know what is kind of blowing my mind? Is how nobody still seems to be paying attention to shooting behind the arc. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because we get more excited about dunks because...
Well, here's the thing.
Because a lot of people can't dunk.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people can't dunk. And a lot of people can shoot threes. And if you can shoot threes and dunk, that's double. But if you can dunk, a lot more people can shoot threes.
Right. So it doesn't seem as amazing as a
dunk.
Okay. Well, here's the thing that I want everyone to kind of focus on as we leave this podcast.
Be 4 points.
No, they're not.
That'd be amazing, though. A 4-point. Ooh!
Yeah, they're not. Sorry.
What if they made it like a 4-point dunk? That'd be pretty amazing.
There you go. Then it'd be a different game. But right now, before we let you guys go, because we're going to let you guys go and enjoy your weekend, because we've got to get back in the gym and get to work on our stuff, because we have games coming up this weekend and whatever else. I want you guys to think about this, parents and coaches and whoever else is out there listening.
If Isaac Haas is down in the paint, don't try
Lord
to dunk.
Oh, mercy. Here we go again with the distraction.
Sorry.
That's what I was saying. No.
I'm just, like, so amazed. Like, I was like, 280, get out of the way. And then I see this dude pushing 300. I'm like, never mind.
Right? There are a lot of him, D1 basketball.
I like to see Zion try to dunk over Sabonis. Not Sabonis, but the dude that just was there last year in Gonzaga. It wasn't Sabonis because Sabonis was already in the Thunder. on the Thunder.
I don't know. Anyways, so. College basketball is not my strong suit. Yeah. Anyways, but so here's what I'm going to say to all you guys out there, all you guards out there. Work on your jump shots and your threes because they still are killing people. And by they, I mean the Golden State Warriors with three-pointers. And what did John Lucas say in our last, when we talked to him about what the Rockets are looking to move towards?
The game is three-pointers and layups.
Three-pointers and layups.
Well, so if you shoot three-pointers, does a dunk count as a layup?
Maybe. But guess what? Guess what? What did he also say? It's like if you shoot 40 or if you shoot 50%, which is like crazy, right?
Right.
From inside the paint, right?
Mm-hmm.
So two pointers, 50%. Say you shoot 10 of them. What's the math on that?
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. And how many points is that?
It's about.
5 times 2. Come on, bro.
Wait. I'm confused. I'm getting distracted.
No, really?
It's 10.
Thank
ten,
you. Ten. Okay, so, and if I shoot, 40%, right?
Right.
40% from 3,
mm-hmm.
4 times 3. What are my numbers?
Wait, 40%?
From three,
and you shoot 10 shots.
Right.
That's 4 times 4. Wait, no.
Oh,
it's,
Lord, mercy.
It's 4 times 3. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
I don't know why.
4 times 3 is what?
It's 12.
Who wins?
3-point shooter.
3-point shooter.
I don't know why. It was just all of a sudden. Oh, all right. Well.
So, why are we not working on those, is what I'm going to say. Why are we not focusing on guys more like Trae Young? Do you know, eh?
Why?
I don't know. It's blowing my mind. But, hey, you know what? For all you guys listening to this podcast, know that you can do that instead of worrying about who's dunking or who's flying to the rim, right?
Right.
Right. So this has been a very interesting episode. A very, very interesting
one. I got confused about, oh my God, I don't know why I said 4 times 4. But I was thinking.
You're still stuck on the 4-point dunks.
Oh my God.
which don't exist yet. But anyways, you guys, this has been a very interesting episode. You know, sometimes you're just going to have those days. But on Monday, we come back with.
We come back with Mono Watsa.
Mono Watsa. From what? What camp?
From Point Guard College.
Yes, it's a great interview. I can't wait for you guys to check that out. So go ahead and hit subscribe, hit the like button, follow us, and we promise our interviews and things will get better than this one. We had to have one rough one in there sometimes, you know, to kind of make it happen.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Look.
But you keep going, consistently. You keep going. That's what it is, consistently.
I heard for some reason, I thought you said 3-point shots on the first one. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, I was just zoned out, so I was like...
Because you're a kid and sometimes kids zone out. That's okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys on Monday. Mono Watsa, Point Guard College, where we start talking about everything as far as camps go this season and for you summer campers, summer basketball campers. We'll see you guys then.
All right. Yes.
Bye-bye.
See you. Next up, Mono Watsa from Point Guard College. It was a really good interview, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. See you there.
Thanks for listening to the Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast at hoopchuck.com.